Good morning. Welcome to the worship of God here at Danville Congregational Church. We are an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. We're people of extravagant welcome. No matter what you look like, talk like, move like, sing like, I think last week we said skip like, vote like, or love like, you are welcome here, for this is God's house and all people are welcome in God's house. A special welcome to any visitors that we might have among us. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship with us this morning. Following the service, there'll be a greeter outside those double doors that you came in with a red bag. This is just a special gift for you. And whether you're new or you feel new or you've been with us your entire life, we'd love to know of your presence with us this morning, and we invite you to fill out the blue friendship pad located in each pew. Give us whatever information you'd like us to have, and then pass it down the road to your neighbor. Later in the service, we'll have an opportunity to lift up our joys and concerns. And to include you all in that practice, we have the prayer cards located in each pew, and we invite you to fill out a joy or concern on a prayer card. And then later in the service, the ushers will come by to collect those for our time of prayer. And then following worship, everyone is invited to join us just next door in Koinonia Hall for a time of coffee, conversation, and community. We have several announcements this morning. The first is that today is the first Sunday in Lent. Lent is a six-week journey leading us all the way to that grand celebration of Easter. We are a people of Easter faith. And we have several ways for you to observe this Lenten season here at DCC. The first is that you might notice that we have this altarscape up front that will be with us for the entire season. Our theme this Lent is Into the Wilderness. Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days before he began his ministry. And so our theme is going to be guided by a wilderness theme. We have 15 different art pieces throughout the sanctuary, and these are various meditations and depictions of various traditional Lenten stories. And next to each art piece is a narrative about the art. And so we invite you to observe these art pieces either before worship or after worship. You're also invited to come here during the week. Our office is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 3, and the sanctuary is open for you to come in here and to have some time of quiet and meditation. A third way for you to dig deeper into the season of Lent is through the use of a devotional, and so we'll have devotionals available to everyone who would like one. After worship, they'll be for pickup right on the credenza, that table in the narthex. They'll be in a basket. Feel free to grab one. This is a great way to go a little deeper at home this Lenten season. Today after worship, we have our lunch to go pickup. Today we are welcomed, and we have friends in our midst from Eden United Church of Christ. We have Stephanie here, and Marilyn, and her husband Alejandro, and their three children. And Marilyn has prepared some food for us. Marilyn has prepared some food for us, and so if you'd like a lunch to go, I believe there's plenty of food. It looks like there's more than enough. That's usually how it goes around here. So if you'd like a lunch to go, feel free to visit the table in Koinonia Hall after worship. A suggested donation of $15 per meal is asked. This coming Friday, March 6th, we have our TGIF gathering happening at the home of John and Joyce Clausen. So if you're interested in just getting together with your friends from DCC after a busy week, feel free to talk to John and Joyce after worship. They're here, and they'll give you all the fun details. Our Easter baskets for the Rainbow Community Center and Hope Solutions are coming up. We do an annual Easter basket drive around the Lenten season. Signups will begin on March 15th, so I just want to get you thinking about that. And then lastly, last Sunday we took a special offering for the Rainbow Community Center. Here in worship, we had a mission moment. We had one of their program directors, Rashida, give a mission moment here in worship. I know some of you have asked if you could donate again to Rainbow Community Center, and of course you can. So if you'd like to donate again to the Rainbow Community Center through special offering, you just grab an envelope that's in your pew and just write special offering Rainbow Community Center right on it, and we'll be glad to take that. Friends, this is the first Sunday of Lent, a time of intentional journey into the wilderness. And so as we prepare ourselves to enter into the wilderness this Lent, let us settle our hearts and our minds and our bodies here in this space with one another. Let us prepare ourselves to worship God.
God hovered over the void and breathed life into dust. God created the wilderness. The Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. Jesus said no to the tempter time and time again. We grow in the wilderness. We learn in the wilderness. Let us worship God. Amen. And now please join us in the passing of the peace. Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another and pass the peace of Christ.
Let us join together in our prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. God of creation, the Psalms remind us that even before a word is on our tongue, you know it completely. You know the prayers we bring before you today, confessions of greed and doubt, fear and anxiety, conflict and regret. Free us from these sins. Give us the strength to say no to that which separates us from you, and yes to the things that let love grow. Guide us out of our self-created wilderness spaces and into your light. Gratefully we pray. Amen.
The scripture lesson for today is from Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, and you'll find it in your bulletins. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. May this reading appeal to our hearts and minds. Amen.
Time our kids are invited to meet their Holy Moly teachers in the back for Holy Moly, and they'll come back in later for communion. Throughout the Lenten season, we're going to have a series of poetry prayers written by different writers, and this morning's poetry prayer is entitled "The Wilderness is a Place of Beginnings" by Sarah R. Begin again, life whispered in my ear, for some days are beginning days. Some days are designed to be the day we try again, and on those days, the sun rises for you. On those days, the birds sing for you. On those days, God is cheering for you. That's just the way God and beginnings work. For when your heart is broken and your life is in pieces, or when the addiction or the depression have found their way back into your bones, or when you lose sight of the person that you were called to be, the wilderness will sing to you, begin again. Begin again with the person you want to be. Begin again with the person you want to love. Begin again with the knowledge of your faith. Begin again The sun is rising for you. Let's join together in a moment of prayer. Spirit of the living God, you call us here on this first Sunday in Lent to begin again. And so we ask now, O God, that you would fall afresh on each one of us in this time of new beginnings. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you asked a certain subset of people to describe in one word how they relate to you, what might that word be? Your child might say dad or mom. Your grandchild might say grandpa, grandma. Your wife might say husband. Your husband might say wife. Your boss might say employee. But there's one description that tends to override all the others, especially here in our country, the United States. That description is the one given to you by the marketing department. That description is consumer. We consume about a quarter of the world's energy, and yet we make up only 1/20th of the world's population. Several of our most popular ways to die these days involve overconsumption of food or drink or drugs. I mean, have you ever seen how they fill up the basket of fries at In-N-Out Burger? They fill a basket of French fries, often with fries just falling out of the basket and onto the tray that they give you. And I often wonder who could possibly eat all of those French fries with their burger and their shake and all the good stuff. And then lo and behold, I do it. In our society, we fill ourselves up with fast food and fast cars, all the while by buying stuff that we tell ourselves that we need. But we really don't need those things. We fill ourselves up with anxiety over making sure our lives and our livelihoods are secure, all the while ignoring the lives, livelihoods, and security of others. We fill ourselves up with a list of to-dos and a full calendar, thinking that they will actually bring about some form of meaning and happiness in our life, but only leave us feeling a bit more anxious and frantic and overscheduled. We fill ourselves up by hoarding stuff, by worrying about our security, by coveting fame. We fill ourselves up until there's no room left within us for anything more. Anything that we didn't already squash in there. Until there's no room left within us for God. In the gospel reading this morning, the Holy Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness immediately following his baptism. If you haven't noticed, our theme this Lenten season is Into the Wilderness, inspired by Jesus' journey long ago. And after more than a month in the wilderness, Jesus comes face to face with the devil, with the tempter. And the devil can't just pass up this juicy opportunity to tempt Jesus. See that rock over there, says the tempter? I bet you could turn that rock into bread and fill yourself up. See the ground way below, says the tempter? I bet you could turn that that ground, I bet you could jump and be secure in the arms of angels who would never let you hurt even your foot. See the kingdom spread all over the world, says the tempter. I bet you'd be the most famous ruler of those kingdoms who ever lived before if you first swore fealty to me. These three attempts at temptation make up the industry standard to consume more. Worrying about getting stuff, worrying about getting security, worrying about getting fame. They've worked for centuries, thinks the devil in this moment. Surely they will work for Jesus. Not to mention, Jesus has been out in the wilderness for 40 days. I've got him right where I want him, thinks the tempter. Surely the temptation to consume more stuff, more security, more fame will work on a guy who's been living out in the elements for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, of course, we all know that the tempter's consumer temptations fail. Jesus isn't worried about getting stuff or being secure or having fame. But why is that? Why isn't Jesus concerned about those things? Well, the devil has misinterpreted Jesus' time in the wilderness. Rather than being a benefit to the devil in the tempter's scheme, Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness help not the tempter, but Jesus himself. You see, Jesus wasn't just killing time out in the wilderness for those 40 days. He wasn't just there twiddling his thumbs, waiting for the tempter to suddenly turn up and tempt him. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was fasting. A fast is a way of making space, of opening up those holes within ourselves. A fast is an active and difficult denial of something that has influence over us. Traditionally, fasting is thought to involve food, though fasts certainly are not limited to just food. When we fast, we forego the things that we usually use to fill us up, the things that we mistakenly depend on to keep us going. And when we cease to fill ourselves up with those things, with all of the junk of the world, and all the anxiety about our own security and fame, when we cease to fill ourselves up with these things, we make room for God within. Fasting intentionally opens up a hole for God to fill. When we clear away the rubbish that has piled up in our interior selves, we make a space for God to come in and to dwell within us. And for the more interior square footage we devote to God, the better we will be able to listen and respond to God's movement in our own lives. This is just how Jesus fends off the tempter in the wilderness. After 40 days of fasting, he's not running on empty. In fact, he's quite full. He's full of God. Notice that each time the tempter goes on offense, Jesus dredges up from within himself words of scripture that speak to the relationship he has with God. Bread alone can't sustain you, Jesus says, but every word that God speaks gives sustenance to creation. I'm not going to jump off the temple, Jesus says. I don't need to test God to trust God. I'm not going to bow down to you, Jesus says. I serve God. And only God instills in me the desire to worship, not you, Satan. Jesus combats the consumer temptations of stuff, security, and fame. He overcomes the tempter by filling himself up with God. And he fills himself up with God by emptying himself through fasting. Now, during our own 40 days of Lent, how will we make space for God within? How will you make space for God within? How can we clear away the rubbish so that God can move in and walk around for a little bit? We can make a start by choosing to fast. If you tend to fill yourself up with stuff you don't really need, then promise not to buy anything beyond basic necessity for these next 40 days. And you may find basic necessity is more than enough. If you tend to fill yourself up with worry about the security of your livelihood, then stop for a moment and pray. Pray when you find anxiety starting to settle in, and you may find new sources of blessing. And if you tend to fill yourself up with a full calendar in search of ultimate meaning or happiness, then stop with the overcommitments and give yourself just a single weekend to enjoy the time with your close circle. As you deny yourself the things that normally fill you up in life, actively invite God to enter into that newly cleared space. Choose to fast. Clear away all the rubbish that may be. Hollow out your insides and give God a place to fill. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
time, I'd like to invite the ushers to go around and collect any prayer cards that we have this morning for our prayers of the people. If you have a joy or concern, write it on a prayer card and raise it high for them to see. And as is our tradition here, after each petition is read, you're invited to respond with, "Hear our prayer." Guide us and make us strong, O God, as we face a pandemic of coronavirus. Help us balance our need to ensure our personal health as we reach out to those suffering. God, in your mercy and peace. Prayers from Mary Kay McClure, continued prayers of support for Michio Lang, who continues her struggle with pneumonia and discouragement. God, in your healing and mercy. And prayers from Larry Berlin, prayers of healing for our members who are too ill to attend our Sunday service. Let God shine his healing light upon them and showering them with our love. God, in your mercy and peace. Let us join together now in a spirit of prayer. God, it seems as though Lent came a bit too early this year. We wanted just a bit more time to recover from the activity and anxiety of Christmas. And yet here we are, the first Sunday in Lent. And God, on this first Sunday, we recognize that our hearts need cleansing. Our spirits need restoration and healing. During the season of Lent, O God, you send us on a journey with Jesus, a journey to the cross. But first, we must enter into the wilderness. We would just rather skip to the happiness of Easter and enjoy the flowers and all the trimmings, but yet you insist, O God, on the journey. We cannot truly understand the power that resurrection has for us until we have experienced the wilderness. Today we travel with Jesus and he encounters Satan, who flashes before him visions of power and wealth and individual security. How shall we respond, O God, to those same temptations when they are presented so seductively to us? Help us, O God, in this moment. Guide us and restore us. Fill us with the courage, the strength, and the perseverance one needs for these 40 days. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, who taught us to pray. Our loving God, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In the story of Adam and Eve, we see creation's splendid possibilities and humanity's tragic limitations. In Christ, we see humanity's strength and God's glory made manifest, the harmony of creation restored. We offer these gifts and tithes as we seek to restore balance and beauty to a world gone haywire with temptation and deceit. Let us pray. Faithful God, let these gifts be like food and drink in the wilderness for those who have suffered and longed for your presence. May these offerings strengthen those who are resisting temptation and lead us to attend to all who need your healing touch. This we pray in the name of Jesus, our example and Savior. Amen.
You may be seated. Come as you are. It does not matter where you have been or where you are going. It does not matter what you have done or what you have left undone. It does not matter whether you are feeling successful today or whether you feel you have failed. There is always room at this table for you. The only thing you need to do is to approach this table with an open willingness. This is Christ's table, and there is plenty of room around it for you. God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God. We who gather in your name, O God, give thanks to you for the gift of this bread, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands. And pray that for us it might be the bread of life. Receive our praise, O God, for your abundant gifts, which we offer in union with Christ's gift of life for us. Bring us with him to life everlasting. We bless your name, O God, maker of this fruit of the vine, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands, and pray that it might be for us the cup of our salvation. Pour forth your Spirit upon us, O God, and upon these gifts. Make us anew as your body, living faithfully in your world as we proclaim the good news and bring heaven to earth. Amen. We remember that it was the night of the Passover Seder when Jesus took bread. And it was after giving thanks that he broke it and he blessed it and he gave it to those seated around him, his disciples, his followers, his best friends. And he said, "Take and eat, for this is the bread of new life, broken for you. Whenever you break this bread, remember me." We remember in the same manner, after the supper was over, Jesus then took the cup, and he poured it out to those gathered there, saying, "This is the cup of my love poured out for you and all people. Whenever you drink from this cup, remember me." My dear friends, today we gather in that same manner to remember Jesus and his gift for each one of us around this table. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at this table. We will receive communion by intinction this morning, which means you will take a piece of bread and dip it into the cup. If you're in need of a gluten-free option, that'll be made available to you at the center of this aisle up front. If you are unable to come forward this morning, simply just raise your hand from where you are seated, and one of our communion servers will come over to serve you. My friends, do not wait. This table is open to anyone and all. All has been made ready. Please come. Thank you. Let us pray. Bountiful God, we give you thanks for feeding us at this table. May this bread of new life and the fruit of the vine that we have received be strength for our journey ahead. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. Beloved friends, as you embark into this 40-day journey into the wilderness, go knowing that God goes with you by your side, and go knowing that you are blessed today and every day by a God who loves you wholly and completely. Amen.